Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. I just love the message of that song. We can't wait to be the change in so many ways that is applies to where we are now in life. Today, the phenomenal, incredibly gifted spiritual medium Laura Lee is back on the show for her monthly visit. For those of you who aren't familiar with Laura, Laura is a spiritual medium, and I'm looking for, she has communicated with the other side ever since she had mystical experiences with spirits and angels, starting at the early age of 3, and Laura's life dramatically shifted after a near brush with death in her teens when she fully embraced her gift as a medium. And Laura has toured all over the country as a keynote speaker with Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Dr. John Gray, Dr. Stephen Covey, Don Miguel Ruiz, so many people, all the heavy hitters in this industry. But anyway, let's get started. It's my pleasure and privilege to introduce you to Laura Lee again. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Randy. Thank you for that lovely intro. And, you know, I love all those authors, but not everybody out there knows who they are.
Right.
You and I well, seem to know who they are.
Right.
But I found that a lot of people are, you know, when I do mention, you know, that I've had the opportunity, I feel blessed to have been among some of those prolific, you know, people in our genre that not everybody has connected with them, maybe on the level that you and I have. So,
right. Well, I'm super impressed because I know who they are, that's just to be among them is truly speaks for your gift and the way that you present your gift. So
thank you
for that. So. Today, let's talk about the holidays. What would you like to talk about?
I thought the subject right now that seems like I'm dealing with on a day-to-day basis, even with some of the clients I've been speaking to, is the holiday blues and how we can move through the holidays when we are dealing with a loss. You know, it could have been the loss of a relationship, the loved one transcending, or a home or a job, and how we move through the holidays in a more positive light, you know, when there's so much joy around us and it seems irritating when we've got heavy burdens upon us, right? It's almost seems irritating.
Yes, so, I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, and I mean, even if they don't have a loss, maybe there's something else that is, you know, pulling them down. But how we can lift ourselves out of that to increase our energy and just kind of move through it with a breeze, you know, during this time that's been so commercialized that we, you know, feel a little pressure that we have to live up to some of the expectations, you know, that the media has displayed this time of year should be, right?
Absolutely. Have you gotten any messages from angels or anything that have given you any information on this?
Yeah, I mean, some of the ways that, and I wrote down 5 points maybe we can discuss through the hour, but,
okay,
you know, the 5 points, and I just wrote them down real quickly, and I know there's more, but the top five that come to my mind, I'd like to discuss if we can through the hour, but because I know we got some callers that are waiting to take, you know, we're going to take their questions and everything, but the first and foremost, to increase our energy is just the basics, which we always hear that we just miss how valuable they are in our lives. And I think it's just getting enough rest and eating right to increase our energy and exercise. You know, I live in a climate where it's gray every day and it's very cold and it's hard to get out. But still, I make the effort to get up and go out in this every day, and God bless, my little puppy forces me to do that. But, you know, to, you know, find a way to get that rest for yourself to every day. If you're having trouble sleeping at night, maybe it's to meditate to help you get that rest that you need, or taking some quiet time for yourself and eating right, just trying to make healthier choices for yourself so you don't feel even more lethargic. And exercising is so important to our state of being, you know, even if it just means going out for a short walk around the block. I mean, all those things can effectively help us move our energy to a higher place. And that's probably the most basic I can give. And we all hear it all that time, but, you know, how many of us actually embrace that message is another one, and do it. You know, doing it is the other thing. We hear it, but
right.
We do it.
Right. I find when I'm tense, and I think a lot of people are like this, I forget to breathe. Not like I suffocate, but I, you know, I just kind of hold my breath or something. And I have to say to myself, breathe, breathe. And I say that to other people when they're uptight, just breathe.
Oh,
there's a song like that.
Yeah.
Well, are we ready to take a caller?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready. If you're ready.
Okay. This caller comes from area code 706, and her name is Tawana. Welcome to the show, Tawana.
Hi, ladies. How are you all today?
Good.
We're great.
Good.
Is it Tawana with a T A?
T E.
T.E., Tawana. Okay, that's a beautiful name. What can we do for you, Tawana?
Thank you. I am calling to see what is on the horizon for me in love.
In love.
Yes, Laura.
Why do I feel like you're involved in some sort of business that involves you being very social and being out there among people all the time? And I feel like you have the opportunities of love in your life all around you. I mean, I feel like that many reach out towards you, but I feel like you have a list of, you know, things that they must qualify for them to actually step over the line for you. Is that true?
The public thing, no. As far as me being involved with people, no. The list, no. The only thing I require is just balance. You know, I give a lot, and I would like to receive a lot. And I don't mean materialistic. I'm too much of a giver.
Right.
I walked away from someone, and let me let you finish. I don't want to say much. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, you don't have to tell me any more than that. But when I see you in the social setting, I just feel like you're out and socializing a lot. And I don't know if that's also on and that can also include social media. Okay, so, and I just feel like you have connections to various, you know, people, and they come in and they come out. And as I see this, I feel like you have many opportunities where you could embrace the love, but I just feel like you, I hear what you're saying as far as the balance, giving and receiving, and it being equal. But sometimes, you know, there's a fabulous book out there. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. The book that comes to mind for me is The Four Languages of Love. Have you ever heard of that
book? Yeah,
I've heard
of it. I have, Laura. I have.
I recommend
you get
it.
I need to read it.
Yeah, because I think that there's some truth in it, is that some people give in other ways that they find is love, and you give in ways that you connect as love. And everybody has a different interpretation of that, and I feel like that's where sometimes that's where the disconnect
kind of misunderstandings
happens. Right, like a misunderstanding, but it doesn't mean that they necessarily don't care for you. They're just showing it in the way that they know how. So because I feel like when I see these people coming out, I feel like you continue relationships after they've cut off and they're done. I mean, when I say that, and I feel like previous connections with love, you still retain that friendship later on down the path. Does that make sense?
Some were just clean cuts.
Okay.
Actually,
go ahead.
You go ahead.
So, and as I say that, that can be good because, you know, it shares that you're open and you're receptive and, you know, you do find redeeming qualities in these individuals at a later time. And I just feel as a result of this, and I get a connection to a lady that's on the other side that's connected to you. And I want to go to your right hand. Are you right-handed yourself? She's
I
on
am.
The right side. Okay,
I am.
So that's maternal side for you right now. And so she's on the maternal side. I feel like she's kind of back there. I don't know if this is necessarily your mom, but I feel like she's connected to your mother on that side, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she seems like there was long-term relationship with her that developed over the years that was still a close kinship or relationship with a partner over time. So I feel like that's what's going to occur for you. Like somebody's going to be materialized that's already there in your life that will be your partner long-term.
You said someone that is already around me?
Yes. And you've known
you know
her
what
a
I did?
Long. What?
And not to just to confirm, you actually just tapped me on the hand. You know, you gave me a little boop, boop, you know. Everybody doesn't give love the way you expect it. People use. I walked away from someone in October. And basically for what you just said, I just felt like it was so unbalanced. But maybe that was his way of showing love. And I've often wondered, did I do that prematurely? But at the same time, I had to have honor and love for myself. So maybe this time, you know, maybe makes him aware. And it'll come back around.
You know,
that is scary.
Doubt. You know what? There's no doubt that you can have boundaries, you know, in a relationship and sustain your well-being. That's really healthy, actually. But I highly recommend go getting that book. But there is a woman that's guiding you on the other side, and I feel like, you know, there's been a similar passage in her life, which is why she's guiding you, and I feel like she's on your maternal side. So this might be a great-grandmother or grandmother of some sort.
It would be probably my grandmother. She actually raised me.
Okay. Well, she's very close to you. She wants to make sure you're happy. And she was a very strong woman, too, and independent.
Yes.
So I want you to just think about that, and you get back to us. But go get that book. I'm sure you can get it for a couple bucks nowadays, you know, on Amazon. And heck, you can download it.
I'm gonna put it on my Nook today.
Yeah.
I will
do
that.
All right. Well, keep us posted, Tawana. You have a wonderful day, hon.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Okay. Just for anybody that wants to call in and doesn't know the number, it is area code 424-220,
Hey, my theme just went away here. 424-220-1801. Okay. Now we have another caller here. And this caller is from area code 707. Hi, how are you and what is your name?
Hi, my name's Lucy.
Lucy, hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi,
what is your...
yes, Laura, I called because I miss your voice.
I miss you too, dear Lucy. How are you?
Great, I'm doing great. So I was calling in because I wanted to know if there were any messages that my spirit guides have for me.
Well, before you even ask, I feel like you're going to get another surprise real soon about... are you driving at the moment? It's really hard to hear you.
Well, I'm at a red light right now, so I'm not driving.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because
I have my Bluetooth.
Oh, okay. I do too, so maybe that's why we're having a disconnect. But anyway, I just got to share that I feel like you're going to get a message real soon of another child entering the family, like a big, it's going to be another big hoop to do. So.
Oh, wow. I did get a message of another child coming in, but not like my immediate family, like my children, but my brother, he's having another baby. Is that the message?
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like this is going to be a blessing too. That's fantastic news. So
yeah.
I think you're going to be involved on a, you know, very big level, of course, Lucy.
Oh, great. Yeah, I just found that out, like, last week. He was having another baby.
Yay! I just got that. So, fantastic. And as I say that, too, I feel like there's something else to be happening really soon about a shift in your job.
Yes, that's true as well.
And I feel like this is more in alignment with your path, which you've been growing and developing to become. And, as I say that, you know, I see the scales balancing out. You know, I talked, I see an angel holding the balance scales. What are those in law?
The scales of death, the scales of justice.
The scales of justice, right. So, and I just feel like this is going to, you know, before they might have been, I just feel like you weren't challenged enough, but now I feel like it's going to challenge you to that whole new level. I feel like it's also going to help with your education and more education coming around in the new year. And it's just going to be all around positively good. So I'm happy to hear about the baby.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am as well.
Okay.
So,
well, thank you for the call.
Is there wasn't any messages though from my guides? That...
Yeah, that was it, baby.
They don't have more for me, really? I'm on the right track.
Well, that's the first thing that came to me, a new baby and, you know, the shift in the job. And it's going to happen so fast. And you know what? It's not going to be the last shift. I feel like you're going to have a rapid succession of changes in the springtime, so with the new job. Okay? So you keep me posted, Lucy. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Lucy. Have a great holiday.
You as well. Happy holidays. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, Randy, it's so funny. People call in, and I will say that when I do get a message and I share it, it just never seems to be the message people want.
Right, right. We want to hear something that we don't already know.
I know.
We want this great big surprise out of the universe that is going to, like, go, oh, wow, our life is going to change. But we don't often get those, do we?
Life is going to change. Those are big changes, you know, a new child entering into the family, changes that are happening in our career. I mean, those are major changes that we don't realize what's right around the corner and how that's going to impact our life, you know. And
that is true.
You know, it's going to be a ripple effect. It's a ripple effect, and it touches in so many other ways. So it brings new challenges and new fun, right?
New fun, absolutely. It's everybody gets excited when a baby comes into the world. So we were talking about the holiday blues, and we talked about the exercise and the diet. What other things can people do?
A couple other things that I wrote down that I channeled before we got on the call was the first and foremost, too, is when we are going through something, we want to separate ourselves off from people. We want to close off the world. But instead, try to force yourself to be social. Be among friends and family that bring you up. Bring up, you know, don't try to dismiss any opportunities to enjoy a lunch with a friend or going out to that holiday party. You know, make every effort that you can to participate in some of the activities, even if it's maybe going Christmas caroling, if they still do that in some parts of the country. Just be social and be among the people that you love and that bring your energy up. That's probably another important part of our well-being that sometimes we want to avoid when we're going through tough times.
We tend to isolate when we're depressed.
Yeah, especially through grief, when we're losing, when we've lost somebody. That happens a lot. The other thing that I find, you know, which helps people move through this time when they're suffering from the holiday blues, or any time when you know, going through a loss, is anytime you realize that you're dwelling on, you know, the past, that a moment where it's bringing you down, try to cancel it as soon as you recognize it and refocus your attention on a fond memory that you experienced with your loved one, or a fond memory of something that brings happiness to you. So, and I know that can be hard because we have to be really aware of what's going through our thoughts, and it's choosing differently for ourselves in that moment. And I'm not saying that it's not important that we experience the grief and we, you know, go through the sadness, but sometimes we can sit there far too long. So it's important to become aware that we're focusing on those thoughts that are bringing us down and to divert our attention to something a little bit more positive.
And as far as those we lose to the other side, they really want us to be happy, and they really can't progress until we are okay. So that's a good motivation to move forward.
Right.
Okay, we have two more callers. For anybody that wants to call in, area code 424-220-1801. All right, you ready to take another caller?
I am.
Okay, let's see. We have area code 309. Hi, how are you, and what is your name?
Alicia. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Oh, I have been better, but that's okay.
I do
want the big, you know, blessing that's coming from the sky to tell me everything's going to be okay. So I'm just like,
yes. Yes. Yeah,
doing the overwhelm thing.
Right,
I figure out what to do with my son.
Do you mind if I share that quick story with some of our audience?
Alicia, my son is the one I feel the most overwhelmed with. So, with the school,
yes,
so that'd be perfect.
Alicia was writing a note that seemed to be very difficult for her, and her son came up and smiled at her and handed her a feather. And during that difficult moment, and just gave her a sign that, you know, basically she was being guided at that moment. Because one of the signals from angels is a feather. And it doesn't matter what color a feather it is.
But any type of feather is a sign that, you know, you've got support right there with you to help you, you know, through any type of challenge or difficulty. So, and what better way than to have a little child hand you the feather?
That is so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good story. I hope there's a good outcome, and I know there will be a good outcome as a result of that letter.
Very good.
Yeah. Did you have another specific question, Alicia?
Just what am I supposed to be focusing on with the school and my son? We're struggling in that area. I mean, we're struggling with a lot of areas in our life right now. But
I know. I know.
Immediately, you know, the school and my son is the biggest problem.
Right. And I feel like you've already got some things in place, and you've been discussing matters with certain personnel at the school regarding the matters. And I think things will start to turn around. It's going to take work from your side as well as the school is concerned. And, you know, I wouldn't take anything. I mean, it's okay to listen to what the school has to say, but I don't think your son is limited in any sense of the word. I think, you know, he can aspire to his fullest potential. And I want you to hold that in your vision, okay, and ask for that support. And I want, instead of seeing him in the light that they might see him in or some of the challenges that he's going through, and, you know, all children do. I know I'm confronting something personal in that matter too, but as soon as I start to hold the vision and I ask for that support, miracles start to happen. I start to see signs and support in ways that I didn't intend. And I know that's going to be the case for your son, okay?
I'm just trying to force them to understand.
Say again?
I said I'm trying to get them to understand that just because he had a bad day doesn't mean, you know, everything has to change, you know.
So right, kids have bad days. And I think it's all going to work. It's all going to work itself out, okay? So,
okay.
And that's why I say sometimes we can talk till we're blue in the face and it doesn't work. Sometimes we just have to hand over the experience to a higher force. And, you know, whoever that is for you or whatever that is, but it seems like angels are involved in this process already because he was also instrumental in that process. So I know that this kid will aspire to great things, you know, regardless of some of the challenges. And some of the most challenged kids actually grow up in greatness, you know. So,
isn't that true? That is so true.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
My son was
so challenging. I mean, he was a good kid, but he challenged me. It was hard work. And once he got to college, oh my gosh, he turned into a prince.
Made you proud.
It was unbelievable. Everything I had put into him all those years just suddenly blossomed. So don't give up.
Yeah, that's good.
You.
That's good, Randy.
Don't give up.
Lisa, well, I want to say this too. Was there a football player in the family on his father's side, your husband's side of the family?
My husband played high school football, and so did his brother.
Yes.
But I think those are the only ones. I don't.
Okay.
I mean, nobody went on to play in like college or anything.
Okay, because I see the men. I see a man playing football, and I feel like it's on his father's side. And I just want to give that as a confirmation. I think your son's going to grow up in that direction as well. And that's just a confirmation to the messages we just gave you.
Okay. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you so much for calling.
You too.
Maybe we'll get some nice weather here shortly.
Oh, right. No.
We hope you have a wonderful holiday. Thank you so much for calling, Alicia.
Thank you.
That was 309. Okay. Let's see. Who do we have? We have another caller here. This caller's been holding for
almost 15 minutes, so let's get this one. This is area code 937. What is your name?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
What is your question?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Laurelee. My question is, I am thinking about purchasing a business with my daughter, and I want to know if Laura thinks that's a good direction to go, if it'll go smoothly, or if I shouldn't do it at all.
When purchase the business, okay, so you personally would be purchasing the business and your daughter would be participating, right, Lisa?
Well, yes. Well, we're both in on it together, but she doesn't have very much money, and I have a little bit more, so I would be primarily financing, yes.
You would be primarily financing it. I think it's a good idea. I mean, if you've got the insight and it's something you both have a passion for, I think it would be great, and I think it'll also, I mean, you guys, you know, it's not always going to be easy, but at the same token, as I say that you guys are going to go down this path, it's going to bring you guys to a new level in your relationship. And as I say this, I just feel like there might be, in addition, while you're doing this, there's some other work that you're going to have to do on the side in order to maintain this in the interim until it's lifted off, if that makes sense. Does she work part-time now in another job, or does she have another job in another field somewhere?
Yes. We both work full-time right now.
Okay, so it's important that she keeps that, okay, and not leap from it, okay, so that she's not so strained and stressed, because I don't know how much she can deal with. That's the thing I do get when I sense this. And but at the same time, I think you guys, you know, if you continue to work at it and focus on it, you know, you will get where. I just feel like you'll be the primary person involved in the business for the most part until she feels like she can step away. Okay.
Okay. Because I mean, I guess that was a concern. Yeah.
Yeah, and as I say this, I also feel like there's a male that's coming into the picture that I see that's close by. But did somebody have challenges with their eyes, like they lost their eyesight or couldn't see or had challenges with vision? And it could have been towards the end, but I feel like they had trouble seeing. Who's it?
Yeah, no one that I can think of right off the bat. So
okay.
This I don't know. Yeah.
When I say that, again, are you right-handed?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so it's your left side. This is on a father's side, okay, that I'm seeing here. And they had, I feel like they had difficulty with their vision and it's male. On your father's side.
Yeah, I never knew my real father. And the man that raised me has been out of my life for quite some time also, so I probably just wouldn't know if they were having those difficulties.
Okay. Well, you might want to hold on to that, okay? Unless there was a spouse or it could have been her father, okay? So that's why I'm seeing a connection with that. So,
her father is still here, so.
I want you to hold on to it, okay, because I think it'll come too, okay? But as I say that, does she wear glasses as well, Lisa?
No, she doesn't. She does not. Maybe she needs
them. She doesn't. Okay, anyway, I don't want to put that upon her, but I'm just saying I see that, okay? And maybe it's something that'll come around. But anyway, it's very important that she holds on to that job, and I think this will be fantastic for you guys, but it will evolve, okay? So you'll have to keep me posted, Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay? Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Okay. All right. Well, let's gosh, we have about 10 minutes left. I don't think we're going to be able to take any more callers. If anybody's in the queue, please know that Laura comes once a month. We haven't figured out a date, have we, Laura?
No, we haven't yet.
Okay, so
but,
you can either check Laura Lee's show page on website, or you can check the show page on A Fine Time for Healing, and I will list when she's coming back. But she comes back every month, so call in like 15 minutes early. Be the first one in the queue, and you'll get to talk to her. What other points do we have?
A couple other points that we can overcome holiday blues that I listed here was to listen to music that lifts you. And, for instance, the reason I brought this up is because Christmas music, we're inundated with Christmas music right now, and I know talking to one of my clients, that brings back hard memories for a particular for some people. If Christmas music is making you sad and making you cry, then turn on something that lifts you up. Maybe it's Taylor Swift's Shake It Off or something, you know? But just turn on something that does lift you if it's not Christmas music, okay? Or watch television shows that bring you joy, that make you laugh. If something's making you sad, then turn it off immediately and walk away from it. It's all about raising your energy right now. And I think the more that we practice being aware of what's influencing us, then the faster we can bring ourselves out of the blues. So the final point that I also received is spending time, especially during the holidays, giving to others, whether it's your time or your money. I know my daughter and I spent some time this last weekend shopping for Toys for Tots, and that gave us some time to give back. And doing these shows each and every month with you is another way that, you know, I volunteer to give my time to people who are challenged by budget concerns or, you know, just need a quick question, you know. So
yeah,
I always feel like, you know, there's ways that we can try to find to volunteer our time or give in a way to get us out of our own head, you know.
I definitely know that. I mean, I work from my home, and I don't interact with people a lot. So I am in my own head a lot. And so I'm a hospice volunteer, and I do that once a week, or if there's somebody that's imminently passing, I go and I sit with them. But that gets me so out of my head and into the right place. So it's very important to do that. Yeah.
I agree.
Hey. We are closing. It's getting close to the end. Are you going to be appearing anywhere, Laura, or doing anything that we should know
I
about?
I called into this, and I've been listening.
Thank you for bringing that up. Do we have somebody on the phone line right now with us, Brandon?
Oh, we do. We can take about 2 minutes.
Okay, well, let me just say this. It sounds like somebody's been sitting there on the phone line with us, but I will say that tomorrow night I'm on Beyond Belief with George Norrie. George Norrie is better known as Coast to Coast host radio show that's heard every night across the country. But he's got a television show on Gaiam TV, which can be found on the Internet, too, beyondbelief.com. That's at midnight tomorrow night, December 17th. And, you know, right now they're offering a free, login to see the shows. So I have a show tomorrow night, and I have a show next Wednesday night. And tomorrow night's show is about holiday blues. So,
wow. Perfect.
Just more information.
And
so
your website is, Laura, your website is, can you tell us what your website is?
My website is mediumlaurlee.com.
Oh, I should log in tomorrow
Perfect.
Night.
We have. You can take about 2 minutes. I'm sorry. What is your name?
Hello?
Yes. What is your name?
Who's on the mic?
Hi. Hello?
Yes. What is your name?
Me? Rita.
Oh. Okay, Rita. We just have about a minute or two.
Laura Lee did a reading for me maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and it was just very fulfilling and satisfying. Not a whole lot of that has come true, but I'm still hoping.
Oh, okay. Well, what happened, Rita? What can we do for you today since we only got 1 minute?
Okay, well, I'm trying to change directions. I'm looking for a new door to open, and I'm wondering where it might come from, and am I on any kind of the right track? I've been applying for different jobs for over a year now. I've been working in the same job for 20 years, and I'm looking for a new direction to come, and I'm wondering where it might come from.
Rita, I get healthcare around you. Are you in the healthcare business right
now?
Yeah,
I sure am. Yeah, I spoke to you at Lilydale. Yes. It was a private reading we had at Lilydale.
Oh,
my sister bought it for me.
Well, thank you. And, you know, Rita, I see angels around you that healthcare is your field, that you really are inspired and empowered in this field. I don't think you should stray from it.
Really?
So as long as you're – yes. I think your attention, you know, you're in the right – you're in the right field, but maybe just not the right job, okay, around the right people. So, and so keep your attention in this field. And I think
I'm really a writer. I'm really a writer. I'm not a healthcare professional.
And you know what? There's
what?
Those aren't separate. Okay? They aren't separate. They're one, honey, because it's all within you. Okay, so the angels that I see around you, there's many of them, and I don't, maybe perhaps you call upon them, but I feel like, you know, that means that you're going to touch many people.
Okay.
So you're a healer in some way, and you got
to
find
I'm sorry, we have to end this call.
Okay, I just want to thank Laura Lee. I'm going to call in tomorrow, and I just want to thank you so much. You gave me such hope when I spoke to you before.
Thank you,
Rita.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you.
You too. Okay. Bye.
Bye. So anyway, Laura, I want to thank you. Do you have a final message for us today?
I just wish everybody a happy holiday, and I hope these coming months, the next month and then the following month, bring you all many blessings.
Oh, that's a wonderful
message.
As well
as you too, Randy.
Thank you, and you too, Laura. I wish you a very, very happy holiday season, and thank you so much for coming on again. We will talk and arrange a date for January. I'm excited.
I am too.
All right, thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, our time is up for today, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. And my website. You can stop by my website and sign the guest book. I welcome feedback about my shows and my articles, so you can leave comments for me there as well. My website is randygfine.com, RANDIGFINE. You know me on the radio, but if you have any issues that you'd like to speak with me privately and confidentially about on the telephone, you can contact me at my site, clarity.fm/randy-g-fine. That is where I do my counseling. It is clarity dot F as in Frank, M as in Mary, /randy-g-fine. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. If you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. Just push that button right on the top of the page. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is talk radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours, and very, very happy holidays to you.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. There's a better way.